It's because one of the things that I want to encourage and inspire you to do is to break free from toxic. I don't really see anywhere in scripture where abuse means love and that you have to be abused in order to show someone your love. The Most High doesn't even treat us that way. And unfortunately, so many of us forget that. And when we don't value ourselves, we allow other people to abuse us because we're abusing ourselves emotionally, mentally. The internal conversation that we have with our own selves spills over, and then we kind of attract that negative, toxic energy. If we could just get that wisdom down in our heart, wisdom heals. It really does. When you are able to apply understanding of the word of the Most High and not just know it by His Spirit, because knowledge, we can have that and may not think we need the Most High, but wisdom, you're gonna need the Most High for that. And I think that true healing, emotional healing especially, comes from being able to apply what we know. Like, we'll read a scripture and we'll think, that's not for me. We'll read a scripture and we'll be like, it's not talking about me. That love ain't for me. I don't value myself like that. That's not, like, we set ourselves apart from it as if it's not written to the Most High's people. It's really important to not hear the word and then just run with what we want to take from it. Like, I'm going to see what I want to see about it. No, it's so important to read the word by His Spirit. Proverbs 3:5-6, the Amplified version says, trust in and rely confidently on. So reliance needs to be off of you and what you think you know and on to something else. What is that? Confidently on the Most High with all your heart, not just parts of it. I read a comment the other day somebody sent me, and they were like, it's so hard to listen to some of your videos, but I'm pressing through. And that to me showed there's a self-reliance that they're pushing away and trying to put that reliance on the Most High. Because when we rely on ourselves, one of the main triggers that identifies that is we don't want to go certain places. So for example, you may be in a marriage and there are certain topics you can't talk about. You may be in a friendship, there's certain things you can't touch. I'm talking about covenant friendship with associates. Yes, certain there are boundaries where you shouldn't go. But a covenant friendship, which means y'all in a covenant, or a marriage, no conversation should be off limits. Conversations with the Most High, no conversation should be off limits, right? So when it says confidently on the Most High with all your heart, that means there's no part of our heart or our mind that should be kind of like, you can have all of this, but on that, we not touching that. No, the whole thing, right? And do not rely on your own insight. So oftentimes our own insight will be our past experiences. Our own insight can be our hurt. Our own insight can be just having a bad day. Our own insight could be whatever happened to us earlier in the day. And then you read the word through the filter of that thing, and then you can see it wrong. And Proverbs 3:5-6 is saying not to do that. Don't rely on your own insight. Your insight can cause you to misinterpret the text. When we do it by the Spirit, that won't happen, right? So, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge Him like you're doing right now, and recognize Him. Like, recognize Him in everything. I think a lot of times when life happens, we forget to recognize the Most High. You know what I'm saying? It's like that thing becomes so much louder that we will actually live belief backwards. So we'll believe our doubts and we'll trust in our doubts, but then we will doubt our belief in the Most High. Like, that's backwards. Like, these, and it happens to me too. Like, when I speak to you, I'm speaking to myself as well. But we will have circumstance happen, and then it causes us to not recognize who the Most High is. If you have children and you've had a communication with them where they get a little attitude sometime or something like that, right? And you like, who are you talking to? our actions do that to the Most High. It's like, who you think you're talking to? Like, we fail to recognize him in every way, in all of our ways. Recognize him in the good and in the bad. In the bad, he's allowed it, right? Nothing gets past the Most High. It was permissible according to what he believed was best for you for whatever reason. And I don't say that in like with insensitivity. I've lost two babies and have had to use that scripture and recognize him even in that, but recognize him in all your ways. And then what happens? Because the Most High doesn't do anything for nothing. Whatever he does, with it comes a blessing. Like, if he asks you to do something and you do it, it's not for nothing. He's so good, he blesses you for that. So when we do all those things, and I'll recap it real quick, trust in and rely confidently on the Most High with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him. And then what happens? He will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Some of us have so many obstacles in front of us that wouldn't even be there if we were trusting in the Most High and relying on him. Because it says he's not a liar. It says that he will remove obstacles that block your way. Certain things are blocking some of us right now because of the very fact that we don't trust him. And when we read Proverbs 1, a lot of those sayings, it's starting to show us what happens when we don't trust and rely on the Most High and exercise the wisdom that comes with him. Wisdom cannot be gained apart from the Most High. You're not about to just get that without him. But with him, one of so many blessings come with a relationship with the Most High. Just think about a friendship that you desire, a covenant friendship. It's certain friends, it's so many blessings that comes with them. It's so many insights, knowledge, connections, wealth, all kind of things that comes with just being their friend. The Most High is like a billion times more than that. It's so much that comes with that relationship when you treat it with reverence and care, right? And one of those things is wisdom. We want to stay with toxic because we're afraid of what it might feel like and the discomfort of being without somebody, even though they're toxic. And that's family, love, whatever it might be. You know, sometimes we feel so lonely and we don't even know we got a whole host of like the Most High with us. If you want to stop the hurt that you feel, if you want to stop the obstacles that you keep setting up in your way, there is a wisdom that you need to tap into. There's an insight that you need to tap into.